ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
So excited this week that Kyle Felt, our favourite cowboy, has been finally called up to be a Maroon in State of Origin, and he joins us right now. How are you, Felty?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. A little bit excited, I guess you could say that.
Just a little bit?
Mate, we're so happy for you. Just stoked to have a friend of the show as a Queensland Maroon. You're in Origin camp right now. Mate, how's it going? Like, what's the experience been like? A bit of a whirlwind, would imagine?
Yeah, it's been quite a humbling experience. It's a little bit different because it's up in Townsville this time. So, fingers crossed though, I get to run out and play in front of the home team. But who knows? We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
That would be pretty special, hey, because you are a Townsville boy. You train and play as Townsville being your hometown. To do first State of Origin in Townsville, which you never would have expected in a million years, how does it feel?
Yeah, I've been a part of the, I guess, Origin squads and that before and all that sort of stuff. But this one, to be a part of it, to be played up in Townsville for the very first Origin up there as well is quite exciting for myself and my family, and I know the community as well. But I think it's an experience that I'll always remember. And if I do play, I'll be up there with winning the grand final, just because it's played in front of so many people that are family really at home, and even in front of the club itself as well.
Mate, you're in Origin camp, kind of lockdown now with all the other boys. Can you tell us what's the latest on Dane Gagai's tonsillitis? Because it's been the talk of the town the last couple of days.
Yeah, so we've been doing like swims in the morning, and he woke up sick one day, so we didn't think anything of it, and he just kind of isolated himself away. And then the next day, he actually went to hospital to get some antibiotics pumped into him, and I'm pretty sure he'll be right. And the way that Dane always goes about his business when he puts on a Maroon jersey, he goes to another level, and I don't think that'll be holding him back this time.
Have you got any other players around you at the moment?
No. So we get all our rooms to ourselves, so I thought I'd come back up to the room and have a talk to you just because I don't want to get annoyed by them all.
Is that nice? Because I know when you got to travel for the Cowboys, you've got to have a roommate. So is that a bit of luxury, having your own room?
Yeah, it's actually really nice to have your own space, because you're normally with your roommate for so long. But this trip's been over a week now, and it's good to just, I guess, switch off when you go to your own room and not have to worry about someone else annoying you or anything, mate, which is good.
No one else snoring, keeping you up at night.
That's true.
The advantages of being a Maroon.
All right, I have a couple of reality check questions for you, Felty. We don't normally play these with you, but these are State of Origin reality check questions. Because
yeah, very interesting.
We're not throwing you under the bus, I promise. But fingers crossed you get to run out onto the field, which means you need to start lucky habits this round. And we want to find out, you know, what kind of routine you're going to set yourself. So first question, what do you eat for breakfast on game day?
I normally just have like an omelette and some avocado on toast.
Ooh, healthy.
That's pretty stock standard, I guess you'd say.
And you're going to keep that the same for Origin?
Yeah, I won't change it. Yeah, I won't change it.
Probably wise. Do you sleep on a certain side of the bed the night before a big game?
Depends if I'm at home or away. Because if I'm at home, my wife takes up the other side of the bed, so I have to sleep on one side. But when I'm away, I just normally sleep in the middle of the bed.
Just starfish over the whole thing.
That's it. You've got to use up the whole bed.
Who's the last person you'll speak to before the game that's obviously not part of the team?
Definitely be my wife. My wife and my mum and dad. But you know, I'd probably say my wife, which would be... That's every week anyway, so nothing changes there.
Does she ever have any words of encouragement to wish you luck?
Just good luck. Go hard. No matter what you'll do, it's proud. Just stuff like that. Nothing too cute.
Well, does she have a nickname for you?
Nah, thank God.
Okay. Or maybe she does and you're just not going to share it with us. And that's fair too.
I don't know. I don't know. I actually hope she doesn't.
That might be a good thing, mate. What shower gel do you use before and after a game?
After a game, it's normally just like a hotel soap that if we're away. But at home, it's just, I guess, the old soap dispensers that are in the sheds. And then when we get home, it's just like Johnson & Johnson's body wash.
I don't know why that's funny. I just associate Johnson & Johnson with babies.
Babies. It's the moisturizer one. It helps your skin.
Oh, good, good. What's your favorite after game meal?
Depends if we play early. If it's early in the during the day and KFC's still open, definitely KFC.
Ooh.
But if it's closed, then it has to be Macca's, because Macca's is the only thing open.
So fast food after a game to replenish all the calories you just lost.
Yeah. And can't go past the good Forex Gold or a good Bundaberg rum.
A celebratory cheers.
Yeah, just to help wash it down.
Who is the funniest on the Maroons team this year?
Ooh, there's a couple. There's probably, there's Xavier Coates, the young winger.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a young kid, so some of the stuff he says is pretty out there. and maybe probably someone that, I think Tino Fausamunu, I can't even pronounce his last name. He's from the Gold Coast Titans.
Nice.
He's another young kid, and he's very, very out there.
Are they the ones that kind of gear you up before a game, get everyone in high spirits?
I'm not too sure about that. I think once it comes to game time, they're all just in their own, I guess, their own shell and worrying about their own job, not really focused on anybody else. Which I guess that's why you're part of the Origin team. You're there to do your job, no one else's, and everyone's got their own, I guess, routines and stuff.
Does the team have a song? Like, is there a Queensland Maroons team song, or is it just individual pump up songs?
I think it's everyone just individual songs, and then one at the end if they win in that. So,
what's your song? Your pump up song?
We don't really have a song, to be honest. Oh. I just sit there and watch everyone else get ready and enjoy the scenes of and take it all in.
Is there any chance, Felty, if we promise to speak very quietly, can we talk to you the day after the game?
The day after the game. Ooh, that should be all right, I reckon. That might be able to work.
We promise we won't yell or play any loud sounds if your head is a little sore, but we'd love to catch up and see how it all went down.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't think I'll be having too big of a night, because I know the Cowboys play on the Friday, so I just want to make sure I'm right for that.
Good stuff. Don't miss it. Ampol State of Origin kicks off 8:10 tomorrow night. Felty, we're so proud of you to have our show regular booting up as a Queensland Maroon and to speak to you like 36 hours out in Origin camp. Just such a thrill, mate. Good luck and thanks for joining us, man.
No worries. Thank you very much. See you later.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.